Today is Friday, September 13, 2024, and it's 12 a.m. right now. I know it's kind of late, but I just had an amazing thought that I couldn't wait to share with you all. So, hi everyone, welcome to Love Unfiltered. Let's get started. I was listening to Matthew talk about the four levels of relationship: admiration, mutual attraction, commitment, and compatibility. And it really got me thinking, and I wanted to share my views on it. Like, you know how when we first feel that spark, whether it's love or crush or the exciting tension, we tend to lose our minds a little. We try so hard to impress the other person, and sometimes we end up losing them. First, I used to ask myself, why is it never enough? Like, I'm the one who's giving it all. But now I know it's because we often mix up feelings. Like at the start of any relationship, they are usually admiration. You might see someone from afar, they might not even know you exist, but there is something about them that catches your eyes. Maybe they are attractive or smart, but honestly, there's nothing solid about admiration alone. They may never even find you attractive, and that's okay, because it's just the beginning. Then comes a level 2, mutual attraction, the chemistry, the powerful connection, those butterflies when they call your name or touch your hand, it's electric. But here's where we often get confused and think this is love. I'm not saying that it could be love, but only if it moves to level 3. Before that, it's just an experiment or maybe just fun. Like, how many times have you heard, they're so great and they love me, but they're not ready for a commitment? The moment there's a bird in the conversation, it's not love. Trust me on that. Level 2 is the most dangerous because we often go all out to impress the other person, trying to prove we're the one for them. But true love only happens when you both reach level 3, commitment. Because commitment is when two people choose each other despite of all of their flaws. It's the moment when you both say, yes, I choose you. And without commitment, level 2 is just a fleeting experiment. It takes two people to hold the connection and build something beautiful together, like a house or a castle, if you will. When both people put in effort, there's when a healthy relationship begins. Like, think about it. What's more beautiful than building something together? A castle that's just for the two of you. Something you both only know the depth of, the work, the time, and the love poured into it. But if you're building it alone, with the other person nowhere to be found, then what's the point? Eventually the castle will crumble, and all your efforts will feel like a waste. Like, there's often confusion between level 2 and level 3. But it's simple. If you're both serious about commitment, you'll be able to have the hard conversation. You'll be able to say, hey, I love the time we spent together, and I don't want to put this energy anywhere else. I want to invest it all in you. So I need to know, are we on the same page? If you can't have that conversation because you're scared it'll ruin what you have, you already know the answer. And deep down, you know where you stand with that person. So many of us believe that if we keep giving and giving and giving, one day they'll realize our value. But the opposite usually happens. We give and they take us for granted because they know they don't have to put in any effort to get anything. Because they're getting the everything. They don't have to pay any price of that giving. And after months or even years of pouring your energy into them, you finally muster up the courage to ask, what are we? And they respond with, I don't know. That's when you realize all your efforts were just for nothing. Having those difficult conversations doesn't need to be aggressive. It can be done with grace. I remember being in a relationship where I gave my all, but I had no idea where I stood with that person. I assume I was their boyfriend, but I was too afraid to ask it loud. And after months of giving, I finally asked, and they made it very clear. But later that night, I got lucky. I got the text from them saying they couldn't sleep and wanted to be with me. That's when my level 3 started. After that moment, I finally understood what love felt like. To be in a relationship where you can own things, where love is mutual. And I'm so glad that I had that conversation, because I knew I was done with the level 2 and ready to move forward. Too many of us linger in level 2, convincing ourselves that attraction and those chemical moments are enough. But believe me, they are not. No one will care about your life or your time as much as you do. So be clear about where you invest your energy. Have that tough conversation with yourself first, because it might end the relationship. But staying stuck in level 2 will only lead to heartache. Then comes the level 4, compatibility. You can love someone, you can be with someone, but that doesn't mean you're compatible. A little flexibility is great, but major differences need to be addressed first. Like take a couple that's been together for 3 years. One wants to start a family and get married, but the other doesn't want responsibility. What happened then? Eventually, they'll start fighting over silly things and they'll part ways. The assumption that people will change someday is dangerous. But change can happen through those hard conversations. You'll see whether they're willing to grow with you. If they aren't, that's your answer. There's this great quote by Jack M. Bort. Consider how hard it is to change yourself, and you'll understand how foolish it is to think you can change someone else. And it's just wow. You know, you'll know when you found the one, when you can be completely yourself around them. I met my partner this year, and before them, I was always walking on eggshell, trying to impress the people. But with my partner, I could just be me. And today I feel so lucky to have found my person. Self-love is what brought me to this loving relationship. There are 8 billion people on this planet. And if you have only one job, it's to take care of one human. It's yourself. Take that job. Hold on to that job. And love yourself first. You're here to direct your own life. Stop being the main character and be the director. That's what love is to me. I know you care about people and love them. I also do. But aren't you one of those people too? Can you truly love others if you don't love yourself first? Once you understand that, you'll see how much time you've spent waiting for someone who wasn't giving you the same in return. And trust me, that's the only way to analyze your relationship and find a more fulfilling life. That's all for today. I hope this helps you reflect on your own journey. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'll see you soon. Love you all. Bye-bye.